Performance testing is the umbrella term, and load and stress testing are two types inside it that ask opposite questions. Load testing checks whether your system survives the traffic you actually expect. You ramp virtual users to your expected peak, hold it, and confirm response times, throughput, and error rates stay within target. Stress testing deliberately pushes past that point to find where the system breaks, how it fails, and how long it takes to recover. There's no pass line because the goal is to find the ceiling before a real surge does. They're a sequence, not a choice. Run load first for the baseline, then stress to find the edge. Two more types round out the family. Spike testing throws a sudden surge at the system, and soak testing holds a moderate load for hours to surface slow leaks. Whichever you run, read the results as percentiles, like P95 and P99, because averages hide the slow tail. The stakes are well documented. Research by Google and Deloitte found a tenth of a second of mobile speed lifted retail conversions by more than 8%, and pages that load in 1 second convert at just over 3%, falling to about 1% by 3 seconds. One blind spot applies to all of it. Most tools measure how fast the server answers, not what the user sees. So for customer-facing journeys, put a real browser in the loop and capture core web vitals under load.